You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Christy writes, the other day we were talking about how much we love our dog, and I jokingly said something about how if we ever broke up, wouldn't he miss her? Meaning the dog.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wouldn't, because he would get custody of the dog.
Uh-oh.
I said, no, you wouldn't get her, because I'm the one who brought the dog to the relationship. He said, quote, yes, I would, because it's so obvious that she has become my dog.
Initiate unnecessary argument in 3, 2, 1.
She writes, he says the dog loves him more. So now our question is, and I love this question because we have had this argument in our, it's a fun, we jokingly argue about this in our house. She writes, who gets the dog? The person who had the dog originally, or the person the animal bonds with the best now? Thank you, boys. Love your show. 2 exclamation points. Christy, I wrote back, and she wrote back to tell me that her husband's name is Michael. The dog is Peyton.
Okay.
I'm got to wonder if the dog is named after PFM. I don't know. Anyway, so there's the question. And I swear we have kind of had a form of this argument in our house because Niles the weirdo came with Gretchen. He was her cat.
Right.
And then when we got married and she moved in, then suddenly. But there is no doubt in this house that Niles the weirdo bonds with me.
Okay.
It's like he's my butt.
So you're saying if something were to happen, you would be taking the cat?
And she's like, no, because Niles was mine. I'm the one who paid for him and brought him along.
Mm-hmm.
So he's my cat. And I'm like, yeah, but he loves me more now.
It's one of those things where you'd have to both stand across on the opposite side of the room and then let the cat out of a cage and see which one the cat goes to.
Yeah, the only problem with it, you can do that with a dog. With a cat, it's kind of,
you got to put tuna fish in your pocket.
Yeah. Niles would probably come to me. But I don't know. It's a cat. I mean, they pretty much do what the hell they want. But that's a fair question. So now, does the dog go in this situation with the person who brought the dog to the relationship, or does the dog go with the person who allegedly they love
that's
more?
Pretty good. That's a big question. I guess you could pay off. You could pay the other person for the cat. How much was the cat?
Yeah. Is there depreciation on a cat, or do they increase in value?
They'd increase in value, I think.
We've got calls that we're going to get to. We will start with Tammy, I think, is going first. Hi, Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I think it's a fair question. Who gets the dog?
If you're doing what's good for the dog, I'd say the person that it bonded with.
Turn your radio down real quick.
Okay. All the way.
All the way down.
All the way down.
That's a good point. You want the animal to be happy. And if it's happiest the most with, what's his name?
Michael.
Send it with Michael, right?
Okay, Tammy, thank you for your call.
See you
we
later,
appreciated
Tammy.
That conversation. Thank you. Here comes Judy, Judy, Judy. Judy, good morning. Going once.
Strike two.
Going twice.
Bummer.
And gone. Here's Josh. Good morning, Josh. Welcome.
Morning.
Hey. So what do you think?
The person that the dog bonds with the most.
That would be Michael.
Yeah, because if she takes it, the dog's going to be sad and mopey and then, you know, just lying around all day. Won't eat his food.
We have 4 dogs and 2 cats, and if my wife and I ever split up, we already know where the dogs are and cats are going.
How's it all going to play out?
Yeah, what's the breakdown?
Oh, well, I get the 2 dogs. My wife gets 2 of the cats, and then the other 2 dogs go with the kids.
Nobody wants those dogs, huh? They're always dragging their butts on the floor and licking each other. You have a lot of animals, Josh. My God.
Yeah, what a menagerie. Your house must really stink, man.
Quick, name all the pets. What are their names?
Let's see. We have Zeus, Charlie, Mishka, Gatsby. Those are the dogs. And then Atticus and Jasper are the cats.
Those are some solid pet names. Solid pet names.
Well-named, my friend. Josh, thank you for the call. We appreciate you being on the show. You want to try Judy one more time?
Let's try it.
Maybe she's there now. Hi, Judy. Yay!
Hi.
All right, what do you think?
Hi. Well, you know, if people get divorced and they share custody of their kid, I can't imagine they couldn't share custody of a dog.
Well, what if they move out of state? That's a little difficult to be shipping a dog back and forth.
Yeah, the dog's got to live somewhere.
Well, true. If it's out of state, then they either do it six months at a time, or they drive, or whatever.
You got to pick one, Judy. Pain. We're not going to let you play Solomon here and cut the baby in half. You got to pick one. What are you going to go with?
I'd go with the one that brought the dog into the relationship.
They actually plunked the cash down for the animal. Mm. That's probably right.
All right. Well, Judy, thank you for that vote. We appreciate you being on the show, though. Thank you very much. Who's next? Catherine, good morning.
Hi, boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your thought on this?
It's a pretty interesting question, only because I used to work for an animal shelter. And it didn't matter who had the biggest bond or where the animal came from, but it all had to do with the microchip. So whoever's name was on the microchip was the sole owner of that animal.
Okay, that's what it boils down to then, the chip.
But
is that always in the best interests of the animal?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, that bond with animals is pretty strong, and it's so sad to see them separated from the ones they love. But in this case, I'm going to have to go with the person who brought in the animal would be the one to take it.
Their name is literally
inside the
animal.
Even if it's not
the
right thing to do? Catherine.
It's all politics, isn't it?
It is.
Speak from your heart, Catherine. Who do you want the dog to go with? Forget the microchip. Who do you want the dog to go with?
Well, really, the dog's going to forget that other person in like 2 weeks,
well, of course,
right?
That's probably true.
Okay, if I'm going speaking from the heart, I would have to say the one it has bonded with.
Aha! You're fun. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Awesome, guys. It's my first time calling in. I appreciate it.
You're the best.
How was it? Was it okay for you?
Honestly, I was a little nervous.
Were you? Freaked out a little bit?
I'm freaking out a little bit.
No, we're nice.
Oh, my God. I listen to you every morning, and I'm freaking out, and I'm shaking a little bit. It's a little nerve-wracking being on the
radio.
Careful,
you might tinkle a little bit. We don't want that to happen.
Right.
Go sit in a litter box.
So after your first experience, would you give us 1 star, 5 stars? What are we getting from you?
Oh, you guys totally get 5 stars.
Nice.
All right.
She wants to microchip us and take us home.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Catherine, thank you for being on the show. All right, we got more calls here. Here's Angela. Angela, good morning.
Hi, guys. I am going to go for Christy here. And
why?
I have a reason.
Okay.
Okay, so if you get, you're married, you have kids, you get divorced, and you get remarried, you bring your kids into your new marriage, right? Kind of like the dog, you bring a dog in.
Sure.
I'm not going to let my new husband take my kids. I birthed them. So why should Christy, she brought that dog in.
Well, it's a little different with humans and
Labradoodle. I know people say that their dogs are their kids. I get that. But that's just an expression. I mean, they're not human
children that are going to be around for years and years.
That eat their own poop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same thing. So...
But
what do you
think? If I were Christy, I would say that's like my kid. You're not taking the dog.
Okay.
I mean, if you really want to get serious here, and I don't want to get overly serious, but there are times in human relationships with children where it is better for the child to go with the other parent and not the one who brought it to the relationship. Can we agree that that does happen?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so that just blew your theory right out of the water.
I shouldn't have called now.
Let me.
That's
pretty funny.
We love you, Angela.
Thanks,
have a
Angela.
Great day, okay?
Okay, thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
Here's another angle from Ange that just wrote in. She wrote, if I ever get divorced, I'm leaving it all. The animals, the kids, and all the cleaning that comes with them. I'll be living in low maintenance.
Oh, that's
just
funny.
Take them all.
That is funny. Time for one more call. It's Stephanie, who's been patiently holding. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, my two favorite human boys. How are you?
Oh,
just
we're wagging our tails right now.
I don't know about that.
No, I really am.
Say, oh, though, you know, dogs do get sick over broken hearts more so than a human would. The dog should honestly go to whom he's most bonded with. Like another caller had said, me and my husband, if we ever split up, I know who's going where. We have 4 dogs and 2 cats. 2 of the dogs are mine, and 1 of the cats is mine, and the others are bonded so greatly with my husband, he goes out of the house and they just cry.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Mm-hmm. You know, they really should go with, it is different than kids, you're right. But they really should go with who they love
but
the
really,
most.
Don't you think going back a step that truly in like a week or two, if you're petting them and feeding them and taking them on their walks, they're going to bond with you. They'll
not
forget the other person.
The
they will
for,
they'll forget the other person.
I strongly agree that animals will generally bond with the human being that feeds them.
Yeah,
that's who they bond with. But you shouldn't have to apply that, you know, because that is not the situation. The person hasn't left. They're both there, and the dog has to go with somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm agreeing. Look, I'm going to go right out there and I'm agree with Stephanie. This is an issue where you got to do what's best for the pet. And if the pet is in love with one particular human being, they should be with them. The pet doesn't care who bought them.
If whoever bought them is not the one that the dog bonded to, well, if you love that dog so much, you want to do what's best for the dog, like you said. And what's best for the dog is to live happy.
Happy little dog.
Happy other person.
Happy dog.
Mm-hmm.
Let him or her be happy because you love them so much. You want to see
those little tails wagging.
That's
Do you remember
right.
the old saying, Stephanie, right? If you love someone, set them free, right?
Yeah, they'll always return if they were truly yours to begin with.
Okay, now you have to name all your animals, Steph.
Okay, we got 2 cats, Storm and Cloud. And then we have Thrall, who's a service dog. Bane, who's a service dog. Savannah Lee and Lily Murray.
Lily Murray.
Bane and Thrall come from the whole World of Warcraft team.
Oh, okay.
You know? Okay.
Wow.
Well, you've been
They're
fun
really
to talk
big.
With, Stephanie.
They're big, big dogs.
Well, we appreciate you. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for talking to me. I love you guys so much.
Aw, kiss your little hairy face. Because all the pet hair.
Pet hair. Well, on the phones, it was fairly evenly split, maybe a leaning a little bit towards Michael, and that Peyton would have to go with the human being who Peyton has bonded with.
I think that's probably the right answer.
There's so many text messages, I can't give you a percentage yet on those, because we're getting
just bombarded,
swamped
aren't
with
we?
Those now. We'll try to write back to as many as we can. Thank you so much, and Christy, don't let this be a wedge in your relationship with Michael, okay? Don't let it break you guys apart.